the Lord. Come on, tell him I came to give him glory. Hallelujah. Tell him I came to bless him. Come on, I'm just trying to lift your spirit before we get into the word. Hallelujah. Amen. God woke me up this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that. Somebody else didn't wake up. I got activities of the limb of my limbs. I got breath to breathe. I got blood running warm in my veins. Hallelujah. Not only am I in the house of the Lord, but I am the house of the Lord. Amen. So I brought my praise with me. I brought my thank you, Jesus, with me. I brought my Lord, I love you with me. I brought my Lord, I exalt you with me. I brought my Lord, you are everything to me. I brought my, there is not no one like you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right now, all right. If I got to praise by myself, I will. Amen, hallelujah, amen. St. John 5th chapter, you there? Say amen, I'm there. Amen. 5th chapter verse 1 says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. There is at Jerusalem the sheep market pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 4 or 5 porches. Amen. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Somebody said moving of the water. For an angel went down at the certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Somebody shall trouble the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Somebody say long time. He said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. Somebody shall put me in the pool. Amen. But while I'm coming, another step it down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. Jesus said unto him, rise. Somebody shout, rise. Take up thy bed and walk. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of the word of God. I want to talk to you for a moment from a mess to a miracle. Amen. Somebody shout that, from a mess to a miracle. A mess to a miracle. Amen. A thought is a silent word, is an exposed thought. How many know that everything that in life that we deal with in some form or way starts with a thought, starts with your thinking? Amen. You think first before sometime even you act. Amen. You and I are made up of a house of thought. We live in our bodies. We walk around with our flesh. Amen. But how many know we have a thought? We have a process that goes on in the middle of our brain. Amen. And while we operate every day, we think first. And then sometimes we do things. And sometimes things take a while to come, amen, to pass. Let me help you out here 1 second. I thought about it. Amen. So everything that happens to us happens in our mind first. Amen. Amen. How many know the word of the Lord says, let this mind be in you, which is the same mind, what? That was also what? In Christ Jesus. Amen. How many know you got to have your mind over every matter, over every circumstances, over every place that you find yourself in? Sometimes we go into places, with people, into environments without the mind of God. And the results that we get are not sometimes Christ-like. But today I want to encourage you to tell you to take the mind of God everywhere you go. Amen. I grew up in the church where they sung a song, "Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go," because you're going to need him. You're going to need him where? Everywhere you go. And it still lives today. We're going to need the Lord. Where do you need him at? You need him to regulate your mind. And when I grew up, they were still testifying. I thank God that he's a mind regulator. How many know we got a lot of people in mental institutions because their mind has not been regulated? We got a lot of people that we work with that got issues going on in their mind. Amen. Because we are a house made of mind. Amen. Our mind has a lot of traffic in it. Amen. We think about things before we do them a lot of the times. Amen. And so our mind is our place of decisioning. It is the start. Amen. Thoughts are seeds. Amen. So if I'm going to change my life, my environment, it must start with a thought in my head. Amen. How many know we just don't do things? Sometimes we have to think it first for it to become. Amen. The word of the Lord says that as a man thinketh, so is what? He. Amen. And that word thinketh there, when he says that, he said, as a man guards the gates or guards the thoughts of his mind so that he what? Becomes. Amen. How many know that sometimes you have to, in your mind, think greater, think better, think your way out of some stuff before you actually get out of it? Sometimes you got to put your mind in check and tell you, we're not going to operate like that. I will keep my mind on Jesus. In fact, I will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind what is stayed on thee. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about in here? The first place that Jesus goes when they get ready to take him on the cross was Golgotha. Golgotha was the place for mind. It's the place where there is transformation. Amen. The word of the Lord tells us even in Romans 8, he says, be renewed where? In your mind. Be ye transformed by your mind, right? He says, do not what? Conform, but he wants us to be what? Transformed. That means I got to be transformed and changed what? In my mind, amen? How many know there's a work that you have to do? There's a responsibility that you and I have to do. And that is to keep the word and get the word in my mind, to get it in my heart so it can take seed. And I keep watering the word with the Spirit of God until that word begins to grow up into me. And when I get in the middle of situations and circumstances that are beyond my control, the word stands up in me. And the situation doesn't take me out because the word stands up in me. Is there anybody in here that's ready to change your mind? You got to get your mind over some matters. You got to get your mind over some people. You got to get some things out of your mind. Amen. Because in order for your body to go someplace, you got to get your mind there first. Amen. How many know sometimes we're paralyzed in our mind? Not so much physically, but I'm paralyzed in my mind. Hallelujah to God. And so I got to get over it. Where at? In my mind. Somebody shout in my mind. Amen. The word of the Lord says, in the beginning, God created the heavens, what? And the earth. Amen. He created the heavens and the earth. With God, though, there is no gap between what he thinks and what he says and what he does. When God said something, he does it. Amen. So no gap between what God thinks and what he says. Amen. So when God says, let there be light, it instantly became. Amen. We waited on the process, but it instantly became, because when God said something, amen, it comes to pass instantly at that moment. Amen. How many know that we got to come up? Amen. And although we know that we have fallen, some of us have fallen, or we are a fallen people, amen, as a result of Adam and Eve, we must understand that we got to live in a place that even when God tells us something, we hold on to what God says until it happens. Amen. We're not wavering. Amen. We're not double-minded. We're not worried about who's around us and what they've had to say to us. Because if God says something, amen, then I'm going to stand on that. And here is the key. When God says something, you got to put what God said in your mind. Because there are many times that God has said something, but we got other stuff that's in our mind. Amen. And look like sometimes the other stuff has more space than God has. Looks like the other stuff has more time than God has. That word, I must what? Meditate on it, what? Day and night until I become it. Amen. God will plant a seed in us many a time, but is expecting you to water it by listening to it, by hearing it, by becoming it. Amen. It's not happening overnight, but if you take your time and get in this word, some things would turn around. Amen. Somebody shout responsibility. Amen. Abortion is the denial of responsibility. Amen. Abortion is the denial of responsibility. When I don't take responsibility as well. How many know that sometimes we look for God to do things, we believe God, but we got to take some responsibility. Amen. We got to take some responsibility for what's in me. Amen. God has wanted to do things through us, but I got to take some responsibility by getting the word, by living the word, by becoming the word. Amen. Until Christ would be formed in us. Amen. God is wanting to form himself in you through the word of God. Amen. How many believe that today? God is wanting to form himself through you or in you through the word of God. Amen. So we find ourselves, amen, in St. John, the fifth chapter. How many read this before? Amen. Y'all read it before? Y'all quiet today. Y'all got good voice. All right. All right. That's all right. And so we've heard the story before, amen, about this man who sat at the pool of Bethesda. Somebody shout Bethesda. Amen. He's known for a man. They didn't give his name, but he sat at the pool of Bethesda. Bible said that he had had this issue, that he'd been impotent, he had been paralyzed for how long? 38 years. That's a long time to have a sickness. Bible says that he's sitting on the porch, calls it at the sheep gate. He's sitting on the porch, not just by himself. And so he didn't have to struggle with this impotency by himself. He didn't have to sit at the gate or on the porch by himself. He had company. Somebody shout company. He had some company. What they had in common was their issues, was their being paralyzed. The Bible said there are five porches, and you had individuals who were lame. You had those that were blind. You had those that were paralyzed. All of these individuals are sitting on the porch. And here is the thing, they're on the porch, but they're not on the porch by themselves. Amen. Because while they're laying down, he's got to watch everybody else pass by. While he's laying down, he's got to watch everybody else standing up. While he's laying down, he's got to watch everybody else walk. While he's laying down, he's got to watch everybody else, amen, go and do business. Could you imagine starting off like that? Watching people and then having to sit there for so long, and you made your place there, and you got your homies and your partners, and y'all sitting there chilling now, and said, we've been here a long time, we might as well stay right in this place. We've been sick for 38, what? I've been here 38 years. The Bible said he's sitting on the porch. He's sitting in the area where there is commerce, in the marketplace. He's sitting in the area where there is business conducted. He's sitting in the area where there is life going on. Now, he's not dead, but he's not alive either. Amen. He's sitting watching everybody else who's got life. Amen. But in his place, he's not dead, but I'm somewhere between life and death. Have you ever sat on the outside watching somebody else look like they have more life than you have? I'm not dead because I'm physically alive, amen, but I'm not doing anything with the life that's in me because I've been paralyzed for a long time. Have you ever sit back and watch everybody else move forward while you in a stuck place, while you in your winter storm, while you're in a place called frozen? Anybody been frozen before? Amen. It's going to take some things to get you out of here. It took me a long time to get here, and so now I'm frozen. I got to look at these people in front of me. They're alive, but I'm dead. Hallelujah. They're talking, but I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. Sitting on the outside, they're doing business, spending money, going to church, but I'm sitting here. They're getting married, they got jobs and six-figure incomes, but I'm sitting here still struggling. They're healed, but I'm still got the same kind of disease. Look like the family is going great, but I'm left here all by my. Isn't it very frustrating sometimes? Amen. When look like people are moving ahead of you, look like people are moving forward and you really want to get jealous, but you said, I can't because that's my sister. That's my brother. Amen. Have you ever looked on the outside and become frustrated with the folk that are succeeding and why you're set in the same place that you've been in for a long time? I wish I could get out, but I've been here too long. I wish there was a way out. I wish there were keys to get out of this jail. I wish there was a way that I can get married. I wish there was a way that things could change, but I'm here and I've been here for a long time. Anybody been like that in here? Bible says he's been stuck here, amen, in this place for 38 years. It comes and hangs out on the porch. He got a place for people like him. You've been stuck in an environment so long that you only got certain kind of friends, certain kind of, because y'all talk the same language. You can't talk to everybody because they don't understand your struggle and your storm. Amen. You can't tell everybody about what you're going through because if you told them what you're going through, they may make fun of you. They may not put you in a place where you can be healed. They may not give you the keys to the kingdom. So you don't discuss it because I'm going to just hang out with my partners. They understand me. You know, we got to understand and we cool, we good. Anybody like that? You know, we cool, we good. So I don't want to deal with nobody else. Let me just tell my foe and no more. I don't want to deal with nobody else. I've been like this a long time. And when you've been sick like that a long time and you don't want to share, it's not just, amen, something physically that you're dealing with, but that physical ailment has now affected you socially. Because you can't socialize. You can't laugh and talk about the same jokes. Because sometimes if you laugh and talk about the same jokes, you'll start thinking about what you are. Hallelujah. You start thinking about, amen, how bound you are. You start thinking about how much you need a healing. Amen. But how many knows that God has a way of pulling you out in places that you've been in a long time? He does. He has a way of pulling you out of places that you thought were all over. God's got a way of pulling you out. So the Bible says that this place where they were moving, place where he got all his friends, he hung out. He says, Bible said they would come and trouble the water. Amen. It was a certain season that would come and trouble the water. A certain time that they would come and trouble the water. Have you ever been close enough to victory but not quite victorious? It's healing, it's close, but I ain't got it. Amen. I feel like my miracle's close, but I didn't get it. So he's close, and there may be an opportunity because this place was known for individuals being healed. And as soon as the angel came and troubled the water, they would put individuals in the water. And somehow the first individual to get in the water, they would get healed first. And so he's got to look at this. They're troubling the water. He's got to watch everybody else. But he's too paralyzed to get to a place of healing. Whew. He's too paralyzed to get beyond where he is. He's near healing, but he's too paralyzed. How many people have come to church and still didn't get what church had to offer? How many people have come to the house of the Lord and still didn't get healing, still left with the same problem, still left with the same circumstances? I've come close, but I didn't quite get it. I didn't quite get change. I was waiting. I sit there waiting for something to happen, but nothing's happened for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and a certain man was there. They called him a certain man. He had an infirmity. They said it for 30 what? Years. And when Jesus saw him, he saw him lying down. And he knew that he had been there for a long time in that case. So when Jesus saw him, he saw him in the state that he was in. So he had been there a long time. How many of us have given up on some stuff? So we're just like, it's over now. Amen. My expectation is over. I'm bringing my expectation down to my reality. Amen. How many people don't even live in expectation no more? We just live in reality. This is just where I'm at. I'm just accept this. How many know that God's waiting for you to activate your faith? You got to activate your faith. Sometime you got to activate your faith. So this man is he's in a very low place. Not physically, socially. I can imagine emotionally. He's covered up all of this stuff. When Jesus sees him, he sees him lying down. He doesn't see him standing up. And he asks him a question, "Will thou be made whole?" Now, isn't it strange? I'm 38, been here 38 years. Why would you ask me a question? Will I be made whole? I've been here 30, you don't think I want to be here? Why am I here anyway? After reading, I understood that Jesus was like, you don't look like you want to be made whole. Because surely, being here 38 years, surely you would have made your way to the pool. Because I couldn't be in here this long, and if it was just one time a year, if I had to pull myself and crawl into the pool, and there's no way I'm going to be near healing, and then I ain't going to get it. There's no way I'm going to be near the presence of God, and I'm going to wait for somebody in here. You've been waiting for somebody to carry you to a place that God says, if you just pull your way, sometime you may have to hustle and bustle to get there. You may have to pull yourself. It may hurt. You may have to cry. You may be wounded, but I've got to go get inside of the pool. Been here 38 years. He got comfortable with this crisis. Some crisis that we've been in, we got so comfortable with them. So we look like the crisis now. Look like, you ever look at somebody and say, you don't belong here. But you have become one with it. You know, change colors with it. You wear the same kind of clothes. You got the bed like everybody else. Hallelujah. Some of the crisis sometimes that we've had in our life, we're hidden. I don't think God going to mess with that. He ain't going to never deal with that. That's over. I'm going to live in my reality. I'm not going to come through this. I'm just going to accept this low place. I'm going to accept defeat. I'm going to accept dysfunction. I'm going to accept that it's over. Amen. And people don't see it on the outside, but it's what's happened on the inside. The people don't see it because we can fake real quick and lift our hands and give God praise. But really, on the inside, I've given up. Really, on the inside, I'm not going to do it that way. I tried it your way, God. I got my own way. I'm going to sit outside on the porch with everybody else. I'm going to make me a bed. I'm going to make a life of what I'm going through. Make a life out of this one thing. Hallelujah. So then the Bible says Jesus asked him, he said, do you want to be made whole? Because he started to look like he had been going through. Hallelujah. He'd been there so long, he started to look like. I had a question to ask you today. Do you want to be made whole? Ask your neighbor, do you want to be made whole? Or do you want to stay in the same place? Amen. If you do, just take just a 10-second break and just give God praise. Come on, real quick. Come on, give him praise. Amen. Give him praise because you know you're going to come through. Give him praise because you know you're going to come out. Give him praise because your faith is not dead. Give him praise because your faith is active. Amen. Give him praise because you know he's going to see you through. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Don't stop giving praise. Come on. Don't stop. Hallelujah. And so there's so many of us that have been in a mess in our life. Amen. But Jesus looks at the man and says, wilt thou be made whole? Looked at his impotency, looked at where he was and asked him, wilt thou be made whole? I wonder if God asks you the same question, are you ready for your miracle, what you're going to really do? Because if you're really ready, you got to get in position and get your mind ready. That's why I talked about mind in the first place, because it wasn't just his body that had a physical ailment, but he had to overcome in his mind. Look at somebody and say, it's a mind game. You got to get your mind together if you plan on getting out of whatever you were in right now. And so the Bible says, he says to him, he says, listen, I want you to come and take another step before me. And he says, take up your bed. He says, rise and take up your bed and walk. Now, as I understand the law of new beginnings, the law of new beginnings says that everything starts with a word. Amen. Just like we have thoughts in our mind as a silent word, everything starts with a word. When God said, let there be light, there was light. It started with a word. Amen. And if God gives you a word, you got to start responding to the word that God has given you. Amen. All it takes is one word that God will speak into your environment, that he will speak into you, and your life would be what changed. Is there anybody in here that's waiting on a word from the Lord? Amen. How many waiting on the word from the Lord? I'm not waiting on the word from my friends and my brothers, but I'm waiting on the word from the Lord, because the ingredients that are in the word is life. And when God speaks a word to me, then life comes with it. And the reason why I'm going to get up from wherever I am is because the word of God has life impacted in it. It comes with life. It comes with spirit and life. And something about the word of God is going to shift my mind and shift my body. The Bible says that he says, I want you to rise. He says, and walk and get up out of your bed. He tells him to rise. That means he has to change positions. He has to get from this dead place. He has to rise up. And in order to rise, there's had to be something that happened in his mind. I've been dead 38 years. I heard what you can do, but I've been dead longer than you've been here for these few minutes. I've been dead 38 years. And that's what I like about the word of God. When God speaks a real word to you, it not only shifts your body, but it'll change your mind. How many believe that today? It will change your mind. And he said to him, I want you to rise and walk. Move from your position. Get out of that position. I saw you lying down, but I don't see you lying down no more. I see you getting up. Hallelujah. I see you getting up. How many see yourselves getting up? Come on, look at yourself and see yourself getting up. See your situation changing. See yourself getting up out of where you are. Listen, I'm not going to push you to preach on you. This is for you. You get it, you get it. Because I rehearsed this on the way over here for myself, and I saw myself getting up. I saw myself getting up from some things. Amen. I've been bound in some places, but I'm getting up now. I'm going to rise to the occasion. It's the same thing when Jesus was buried. Jesus was buried in a tomb. They put him on the cross, but he was buried and put in a tomb, and he was lying down in a tomb that had his body covered in a tomb. Amen. And how many know that sometimes our body is stuck in a place and we can't get out of it until God sends a word that not only touches my body but touches my mind? And this is the thing I like about the Lord, because when he sends a word, he gets all of me together. When he's speaking to me, it's not just speaking to your body, but he's telling you and your whole mind and your body and all that's with you to get up out of the place that you are in. Because how many know that if he was resurrected, then I am resurrected because I am in him. Hallelujah. How many know that because he was dead, I died with him? But how many know today that some of us, God is ready to give us a third day experience to rise up from where we've been, to rise up out of the place of unbelief, to rise up out of a place of saying it's over. And God said, I'm going to thrust and push you forward. You're going to take off those clothes. You're going to take off that bed and that same place that you were comfortable, and I'm going to pull you out. out. Is there anybody that's in here that's ready to come out of wherever you are? Come out wherever you are. Is there anybody in here that's ready to get up out of your struggle? Get up out of your situation. Ready to come up out of your storm. Somebody clap your hands and give him praise. Come on, somebody give him praise in here. Come on, somebody give him praise in here. Somebody give him praise in here. So the Bible says that he had been immobilized. He had been here for 38 years in the same spot. And God changes what would happen for 38 years. Some of us have been waiting for years and years. We gave up because it's too long. 2 months time has passed. That's too much loss. But I'm here today to tell you that before this year ends, I'm here to send you a prophetic word that this is the hour of the comeback kid. I'm here to tell you that God's getting ready to restore some of you. That God's getting ready to bring some of you out. And everything that the devil stole, God's getting ready to give it back to you. Is there anybody that's in here ready for restoration in your mind? Restoration in your house? Restoration in your career? Restoration in your spiritual walk? Touch somebody and tell them to get up, and get rid of the bed clothes and walk around. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. And so I'm done when I'm saying this, that we are in a season. Some of us, God has said things to us at the beginning of the year, and we hadn't got it yet, but we got what, a month and a half left. But I'm here to tell you a prophetic word today that God says he's restored. And for some of us, we need a miracle. We need a midnight miracle, and we need it to happen real soon. Some of us have given up, but I'm here to tell somebody, activate your faith one more time, and God is getting ready to restore you. God is getting ready to bring you through. He did not forget about you, just like he told Ezekiel. Amen. Ezekiel told those bones to get up and get body again. Some of us have been dormant. We haven't done anything, but God's speaking a word to you and telling your body to come together, telling every sickness that's in your body, I say that you are healed, that you are delivered. By your stripes we are healed. Is there anybody that believe that I'm coming out? Is there anybody that believe that I'm coming out with victory? I'm coming out with joy. He's restoring me. He's restoring my joy. He's restoring my peace. He's restoring love. He's restoring my heart. He's restoring me. This is the year of restoration. This is the year of coming through. This is the year of coming out. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Is there anybody that's excited because God is going to bring them through? Because God is restoring joy? Because God is opening the door? Somebody clap your hands. Come on, y'all too quiet. Come on, if you told me I was getting restored, whatever I had on the line, I'd be praising him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It may have got you in a mess, but that was my starting place. But God saw me healed. It may have got me broken, but God saw me healed. Hallelujah. God is shifting it right now. God is shifting it right now. God is shifting it right now. They're turning your mess into a miracle. amen, turning your pain to purpose. He's turning your stuff around. I better believe it today. Hallelujah. I'm going to seal this with this song. God is in all places. He's meeting all your needs. He can do all things. And he does all things well. God is in all places. He is meeting all your needs. He can do all things. And he does all things well. I'm going to believe he's doing something right now while you're sitting in your seat. God is in all places. He is meeting all of your needs. He can do all things. And he does all things well. God is in all places. How many know that he's meeting all your needs? He can do all things, and he does all things well. I'm going to believe he's doing something right now in your seat. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Sometimes it takes us a little bit to receive. Sometimes people have to holler us and say a lot of things to us. But how many just receive the word of God just as plain as day? I could just receive the word that I'm getting ready to rise and get up. He's going to meet all our need. Hallelujah. He can do all things, and he does all things well. God is in all places. He's meeting all of my needs. He can do all. And he does all things well. How many received that today? Hallelujah. Come on, just receive that in your spirit today. I receive it. I receive that today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands across the building. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just receive that. We serve a good, good Father.